$34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.getfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want a chance to grab your full share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.getfreedomchecks.com before the May 1st deadline. That's www.getfreedomchecks.com.
Everything you need to know, local news, weather, and information depend on News Talk 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM KOAL.
Being a sports fan can be painful. Whether you're participating in a sport or cheering on your favorite team, your chance of injury is higher. Dr. Kelly Jensen encourages all you sports fanatics to stretch properly before either participating in a sport or if you are a passionate fan and you get a little too into the game. If you're injured, call 637-BONE for more information or to set up an appointment with Dr. Jensen.
I will never be able to eat another burger again. That is, not since I've experienced the Big Mo's Burger. After being spoiled with their amazing burger combinations, like the pastrami burger or their bacon pepper jack burger, Big Mo's is the only place I will go when I want a burger. With fresh meat ground in-house and cooked to absolute perfection, Big Mo's is the place to find the perfect burger. Find them on 700 East in Price.
You're listening to News Talk 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM, KOAL, Price, and translator K259CM Price. Serving Eastern Utah for over 80 years, 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM, KOAL, Price.
And try to withhold funding, West Palm Beach agreed to tell employees that local ordinances do not restrict information sharing with federal immigration authorities. The Justice Department said the city did so to avoid an unfavorable court ruling. West Palm Mayor Jerry Moyo.
I thought we had a mutual agreement to settle this and that we're working in a cooperative manner, and this statement absolutely negates that. So I'm not happy.
Separately, attorneys general from a number of states are suing the administration over the decision to include a question about citizenship status in the upcoming census. California AG Javier Becerra says the administration is violating federal law.
The Trump administration has violated the Administrative Procedure Act, which prohibits arbitrary and capricious agency actions.
At the White House, spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
The purpose is to determine individuals that are here. It also helps to comply with the Voting Rights Act.
She falsely claimed citizenship questions had been part of the census from 1965 to 2010. They haven't been since the mid-50s. Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg facing increasing pressure to testify before Congress about Cambridge Analytica's unauthorized accessing of 50 million user accounts.
Facebook says they won't confirm that their CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, will personally appear before the Senate to answer questions about user privacy. And in response to a similar request by British lawmakers, Zuckerberg had opted to send two deputies rather than appearing in person.
ABC's Lana Zak on Capitol Hill. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rushed to a Jerusalem hospital with high fever and a coughing fit. Now feeling better, says a deputy health minister. His personal physician says Netanyahu didn't complete a prescribed rest period after an earlier illness. Down day on Wall Street with the Dow closing off 345 points and the Nasdaq losing 212. You're listening to ABC News.
With the stock market at all-time highs, cash in your profits now and invest in an asset that can potentially pay for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-defined accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. Call now to learn how you can potentially achieve 20 or more years of income and deduct 100% of every dollar invested against all forms of income. Call 1-800-803-8511. Invest in your future and buy oil. Encore is drilling in an area that is potentially one of the most prolific horizontal oil plays in the entire country. Oil prices are projected to rise, so you need to own a piece of an oil field. Encore Energy is the most active oil and gas operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investments and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 1-800-803-8511. You'll be calling directly to the home office of Encore Energy. That's 1-800-803-8511.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Barring a last-minute stay, a condemned double murderer will be executed this evening in Texas.
It's been 13 years since the murder of Summer Baldwin, a pregnant 29-year-old whose body was found stuffed into a suitcase at the city dump in Lubbock, Texas. Later, a second body was discovered at the landfill, that of 16-year-old Joanna Rogers. A San Antonio man named Rosendo Rodriguez III would eventually confess to both killings. Tonight, he's to die for Summer Baldwin's.
He doesn't get any more of my life.
Joanna Rogers' mother, Kathy.
I'm through thinking about Rosendo.
Assuming that no stay of execution is granted, she intends to watch as Rodriguez receives a lethal injection. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
At Chicago's Lane Tech High School, Apple unveiled an education-focused iPad, one that enables teachers and students to mark up the screen just as they would with paper. One of the related apps is raising eyebrows, though. It allows teachers to track students' progress on assignments, but Apple VP Susan Prescott quickly points out,
while teachers see each student's progress information, we don't, and neither can anybody else.
Apple offering the package to schools for $299 a copy. The World Video Game Hall of Fame announced 12 finalists for the class of 2018, including Space War, devised in 1962 on a mainframe computer. It's credited with helping launch the multi-billion-dollar video game industry. Winners to be announced May 3rd. This is ABC News.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom Video Conferencing.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
How's the weather down there?
Check the weather channel.
Shall we talk about the weather?
Time now for a look at the local weather forecast brought to you by KOAL's Bar to Bar. Today will be sunny with a high near 53 degrees with northeast winds around 8 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 28 degrees with northwest winds around 9 to 14 miles per hour. That has been a quick look at your weather forecast on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m. and brought to you by KOAL's Bar to Bar.
Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. When you need to get your message through, people really do listen to you.
Dog 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered, but people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer, banks it in, and the Lakers win the game.
But it ain't about how hard you hit; it's about how hard you can get hit. And keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closures only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Final!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Praise be to Allah.
Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports. Right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. Love the afternoon talks with you as we talk both local and national sports. Today's going to be a fun show. There's a great honor being given to Carbon High School Athletic Director Ted Bianco. That's what we're going to start the show with today. He received Athletic Director of the Year from the Utah Interscholastic Administrators Athletic Association. It's a great honor. It's the first of Coach Bianco's awards as an athletic director. He's been there for about 7 years as the AD of Carbon High School. Coach Bianco is actually going to join us next segment. We're going to talk about that award. And also, what is it that a high school athletic director does? What do you do as a high school athletic director? Now, we hear all the time the college athletic directors, right? We see this all the time. What's a high school athletic director do? I know a little bit of it. I don't know the complete ins and outs, so I'm looking forward to that conversation. That'll be next segment. Coach Bianco is going to join us over the phone, and we're going to talk about this award and also the athletic director duties. I think that'll be interesting. Also on the show today, I want to talk some NBA basketball. We're down to the final 8 games, and the Utah Jazz have a night off, but there are plenty of games that Jazz fans should be watching. Now, last night, the Lakers suffered a loss to the Pistons. They have been eliminated from playoff contention. That's important. I don't think the Lakers were a serious player in the playoffs. But at the same time, the Jazz now only have to outlast Denver and the Clippers. And as it sits right now, they're a full 2 games up with 8 to play. I'm going to dissect the schedules for both of those teams. The Clippers are 2.5 back. I've said this for a while. The Clippers are done. Put a fork in them. With the deal that they made to acquire Tobias Harris and Avery Bradley when they shipped out Blake Griffin, the Clippers had to play almost a perfect set of basketball. I think they got deeper with that trade, but any significant injury was going to end or derail their performances or their chance of getting into the playoffs, and it just, like, they're done. The Clippers are finished. So it becomes the Jazz and the Nuggets. That's basically what we're looking at. Also, the Jazz could climb as high as number 4, so we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show as well. Jameson Welsh, I believe, thehypenba.com, will join us. And in fact, I believe Jameson may be joining us next segment. Coach Bianco is going to join us a segment after. So that's what we have lined up for you on this edition of the show. Now, we take a look at some of the rules that have been changed in the NFL. The owners are having meetings right now and team meetings, and so a lot of stuff has been announced, such as the Ndamukong Suh story when that broke. That was because, you know, what owners were meeting, and that's where that story broke from. Today, the NFL owners unanimously approved a new catch rule, which I think is going to excite a lot of fans of the game. So football terminology can sometimes be a little bit more difficult than what it needs to be, especially when you're talking. Okay, so let me give you an example here. The rule change today means that Calvin Johnson back in 2010, when he had the catch against the Bears, he took a step back and he put the ball on the ground and they ruled it incomplete. That was one of the most hogwash calls I've ever seen in sports. I put that right up there with the replacement referees when they gave Seattle the touchdown. Same conversation. Two of the worst calls I've ever seen. Dez Bryant's catch in 2014 against the Packers, that was a catch. I get it. I understand the rule. That was a catch. Both of those plays would be considered catches today as the NFL is changing the catch rule. So this was actually proposed by the competition committee on behalf of Roger Goodell. He wanted to eliminate the requirement to maintain control of the ball throughout the process, because I don't think anyone and I don't care how diehard of a football fan you are, do you know what completing the process is? Two things I don't understand in football. And I watch a lot of football. I have no idea what targeting is in the college game. I have no idea. And I have no idea what the process is in the NFL. I don't know what a catch is. I think it's going to be a tad bit more simple. Okay, so no longer do you have to control the ball throughout the process of going to the ground. Instead, this is what defines a catch. It's a simpler 3-step process. A receiver must control the ball, establish himself in bounds, and perform a football move. Now you say, okay, well, what is a football move? Taking a 3rd step, lunging with the ball in hand, diving out of bounds, all kinds of different things, trying to cut up field. Make a football move, establish yourself in bounds, and have control of the football, and you're good to go. Love it. The NFL had to do something to fix this. They had to do something to fix this, and I think that's definitely a step in the right direction. Now, there were a couple of other changes as well. The booth can now throw players out of games. And when I say the booth, I'm talking about the league's officiating office. So the rule now says that hits like Rob Gronkowski taking a hit in the game against Jacksonville, Mike Evans, the booth can throw those guys out. The headquarter committees could throw those guys out. Both were penalized, but the officials declined to eject them. Referees also retain the authority to eject a player as necessary. Now, one of the rules that were taken off the table, and thank goodness, the Jets actually withdrew this proposal. They wanted to change the pass interference rule to coincide with college and high school, which is 15 yards. I get why that rule exists in high school. I don't get why that rule exists in college. It'd be ridiculous to implement that rule in the NFL. Here's the idea behind it. And you're taught this. If you've played football, it doesn't matter if it's peewee, high school, junior high, college, it doesn't matter. You were taught this. If you're beat as a defensive back, tackle the receiver. Give up 15, don't give up a play downfield. I like the fact that it's a spot foul in the NFL. It should be. It should be a spot foul. The Jets withdrew their proposal, which would have made that a new rule. All 15-yard penalties on pass interference, you can't do that. Not in the NFL. Especially when the game is designed. It's designed today for passing. It's designed to throw. You're seeing gaudy numbers put up by quarterbacks. Good thing the Jets definitely took that one off of the table. Let's take a look at the schedule in the NBA tonight. I mentioned there's some games that the Jazz need to pay attention to. Beginning in the 5 o'clock hour, we get San Antonio at Washington. We get Denver at Toronto, and then we get Cleveland at Miami in the 6 o'clock hour. That'll start off slated games at 6. Chicago at Houston, Portland at New Orleans. We get Dallas at Sacramento at 8 o'clock, 8:30 tonight. It's Indiana at Golden State. And the nightcap, it is Milwaukee and the Clippers. Doubleheader on TNT. It's Cleveland and Miami at 6. And they follow that up with the Bucks and the Clippers at 8:30. We got a break for just a moment. We'll have some more NBA basketball talk coming up. Plus, we're going to be joined by Coach Ted Bianco a little bit later on the show, right here on Drive Time Sports. Back in just a moment.
Spring is almost here. You've been thinking all winter about getting out and enjoying the sun. Don't let the worry of financing that new truck, RV, or ATV stop you another year. At Desert View Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get the financing you need to get out and play this year. With amazing rates and service you can trust, get into Desert View today and start financing your fun. Find them on Main Street in Huntington and Farron.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
At Desert View, it's all about you.
It's great to have Julianne's Upholstery here for all your upholstery projects because Julianne's offers superior craftsmanship with local convenience. If you need a favorite piece of furniture recovered and updated so you can keep enjoying it, call Julianne's. Need to repair your boat, camp trailer cushions, four-wheeler, or other ATV? Julianne's is the place to get it done. Call Julianne's Upholstery at 637-6210 today. Julianne's, like new. Only better. Julianne's Upholstery is a sponsor of the Sounds of Sunday on KOAL.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Are you tired of making your loan payments to financial institutions on the Wasatch Front or even out of state? Bring your loans home by calling or coming in to Eastern Utah Community Credit Union and let them save you time and money. In addition, if you transfer your loan from another financial institution or get pre-approved on your next loan, they'll give you a vacation package to one of many destinations in the States or a cruise to the Bahamas. That's right. Bring your loan home, and they send you packing on your next vacation. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on them for local people, local lending, and local decisions.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.
The weekend is finally here. Oh, wait, your kid is complaining of an earache. Their throat is hurting, and to be honest, you're not feeling well yourself. No one wants to wait for the doctor's office to open Monday.
Urgent Care by Gagan Family Medicine is open on Saturday and Sunday to help you start feeling better without losing your weekend. The same location on Fairgrounds Road, behind the hospital, and the same Gagan Family Medicine providers you know and trust. Walk in during urgent care hours or call ahead at 613-2200.
Reporting from the KOAL newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini with a look at local sports. The Carbon Lodge No. 16 will present the third annual bowling tournament, which will take place April 8th at Country Lanes in Carbonville. Now, this particular tournament is a Scotch doubles, which means you will team up with an individual. This is a fundraiser event, and all of the proceeds from the event will benefit the Children's Justice Center. Now, the event is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m., and the cost is $15 per person. There will be a second session, which will begin at 1 p.m., and the cost for that will be $15 per person. You are allowed to bowl in both sessions. You would just need a different partner. For more information, stop by Jensen Country Lanes, which is located on Carbonville Road. We move over to high school baseball, and last night the Carbon Dinos traveled on the road to Provo High School for a non-region contest against a 5A opponent. The Dinos fell behind 1-0 in the first inning, and that was all she wrote as Carbon eventually lost 9-0, though they did accumulate 7 hits throughout the contest. Leading Carbon offensively, it was senior Nate Olson. He was the lone individual to register 2 hits in the contest. We had 5 others registering 1. Cody Lowe finished with a double, while Zach Bradley also accumulated an extra base hit for the Dinos. Now, the Dinos will prepare for what's going to be a very busy week ahead of spring break. They will return to the field today to meet Salem Hills at 3 p.m. This contest will be at home. And then tomorrow, they'll play host to the Emory Spartans at 3:30 p.m. in the lone matchup of the season between the two squads before going into spring break. Region action will pick back up on April 3rd at home against Delta. Now, we stick with Carbon High School athletics, but we're going to move over to softball. And today, the Lady Dinos will continue the region season as they travel on the road to meet the Union Cougars. This will be Carbon's final game before spring break. They'll pick up the action again on April 3rd. As it sits right now, the Lady Dinos have put themselves at the top of the Region 14 standings and are currently in the race to grab the number one seed heading into the state tournament, which will follow the beginning of May. And the boys' tennis team will also be in action today. They'll travel the road to Roosevelt to meet the Union Cougars. This, too, will be their final competition before they head into spring break. They'll resume action on Wednesday, April 4th against Delta. That'll take place in Price. The Emory Spartan baseball team will have an opportunity to get back on the winning track as they take on the San Juan Broncos this afternoon on the road in Blanding. As the Spartans sit right now, they are 1-3 in region play, suffering 3 consecutive losses, 1 to Grand and 2 to South Sevier. Following today's matchup, Emory will take on Carbon tomorrow, and then they'll wrap up the season series with San Juan. That'll be at home on Friday. Start time for that game is set for 3:30 p.m. The Emory Lady Spartans softball team will resume region action today as well as they travel on the road to meet the San Juan Broncos at 3:30 p.m. Emory is fresh off of a dominating victory, 22-12 over South Sevier last week. Following today's matchup, Emory will wrap up their season set with San Juan. That game will also be on Friday, and it will take place in Castledale. And we end by moving over to the national sports scene as we take a look at the Utah Jazz playoff watch. Now, the Jazz will not be in action tonight. They'll return to the court tomorrow. But following last night's NBA slate, the Jazz are currently sitting 42-32, which puts them in a tie for 7th place with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and just a full game behind San Antonio for the number 6 seed, also a full game behind New Orleans for the number 5 seed. Last night, another team fell in the Western Conference. The Lakers were eliminated from playoff contention, meaning the Jazz only have to outlast now the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Clippers over the final 8 games to clinch a playoff spot. And again, the Jazz will return to the court tomorrow as they take on the Boston Celtics. Start time for that game will be at 7:30 p.m., and David Locke and Ron Boone will bring you the play-by-play call on KOAL. Reporting from the KOAL newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
At Emory Medical Center, patients are like family. They offer the most comprehensive care around, including on-site x-rays and lab work, helping you get quality health care at one convenient location. Emory Medical now has extended hours to better serve you. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Fridays, 7 till 5. To make an appointment with one of the trusted providers, please call 381-2305. Emory Medical Center, your friends, your neighbors, your providers.
Did you know that USU Eastern offers 8 bachelor's degrees at our local campus? That's right. You can live right here in Castle Country and obtain a bachelor's degree in general studies, business, education and human services, English, history, mathematics and statistics, social work, or wildlife. With the lowest tuitions in the state, this is a great opportunity for both traditional and non-traditional students. To learn more, visit usueastern.edu or call 613-5000. USU Eastern, transforming lives for good.
At KFC, we make chicken the hard way. Hand-breaded, freshly prepared, and finger-licking good. Our chicken isn't made the fast way or the easy way. Each fresh batch of the world's best chicken starts with our cooks inspecting each individual piece. Then, our fresh chicken is carefully rolled 7 times in our secret blend of 11 herbs and spices before being rocked 7 times, and then pressure-cooked at a low temperature to preserve all the great taste we're known for around the world. We could find an easier way to make chicken, but then we couldn't and put our name on it.
Oakland-born Damian Lillard.
Now, what a second season for Damian Lillard.
Last year's rookie of the year, an all-star this year.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Oh, my God! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years.
This is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with George Buscarini on KOAL 750 AM.
I never get tired of listening to Tirico's call on that shot in which Dame Lillard put the Houston Rockets out of the playoffs. Joining us right now over the phone to talk some NBA basketball, we have Jamison Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com. Jamison, I know you share that same sentiment with me. We knew that Lillard could flat-out ball. I believe that was his third year in the league. That was the moment where I was like, hey, Damian Lillard has arrived when he put the Houston Rockets out with that shot.
You're absolutely right. It's unfortunate he played in a small market, or we'd be talking about him more. It seems like we only talk about him when we're complaining about him not getting an all-star game, or he's talking about, or he got snubbed or whatever. But if he was in a bigger market, if he was in L.A. or New York, he'd be a household name. And even he's already a big name now. He's a star player. But if he was in a bigger market, I can only imagine where his stock would be at. But no, he's an amazing player, even a better person. I think that gets lost in translation a lot. He's actually a really nice person, really down to earth. If you meet him out and about, if you don't know who he is, you wouldn't think he's a superstar NBA player. You just think he's a regular person that's in great shape and has a funny haircut.
Look, I'm glad you used the term superstar. Okay, because I'm going to be careful about the way I word this. You talk about Lillard playing in a small market. Okay, this is a guy whose player efficiency rate is close to 25, which is overwhelmingly the best on his team. Keep that in mind. Averaging 6 assists, 4 boards, a steal, a half a block a game, and close to 27 points per contest. Okay, now if that's not enough for you, as we talk about the talented and the crazy Western Conference where you could go from 3 all the way down to 8 with one particular loss, he is the reason why the Portland Trailblazers will in fact have home court advantage in the opening round. He has been that good. I'm not saying this guy should win MVP, but I'm saying, look, if we're going to talk about 3 or 4 guys that deserve to be in the conversation, with that efficiency rate, and we're with Portland winning 45 games and having a chance to get to the 50-game mark and finish top 3 in the West, that guy is a good basketball player, and he definitely doesn't get the recognition that he deserves.
Without a doubt, Jordan, I agree with you 1,000%. Especially out in Portland where they don't have a great team. They have a regular team. They have a team that has another good player, C.J. McCollum, and after that, it gets kind of dicey. It gets pretty shaky. So I agree with you 1,000%. Another thing people don't realize is this. He's a really good leader, too, because a lot of those players, they look for him for lead and direction. He provides it on every given night, and that's huge. And also, he also gives his team a chance to make the playoffs each and every year. And I think that gets lost a lot because there's a lot of good players. For some reason or another, their teams aren't in the playoff picture every year. But Dame has his team in the playoff hunt each and every year, and that team isn't a great team. It's a regular, slightly above-average team when you think about it.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that I've corrected it, and I'm not doing it anymore. At the beginning of the season, when we take a look at the playoff picture, you know, I'm looking at the Jazz's chances at the beginning of the year, and I thought the Jazz would be close to a 50-win team this year. I really did at the beginning of the season. I'm looking at who gets in and who doesn't get in, and I think, you know, Denver, you know, the Clippers are going to be borderline without Chris Paul. You know, Portland's going to be borderline. New Orleans maybe with Boogie and, you know, and Anthony Davis. Throw that out. Damian Lillard is a guy that will get you to the playoffs. It's been proven because the Western Conference has been loaded his entire career, and Portland goes to the playoffs. It's that simple.
And that's why I would take him over a lot of guards back east. You know, a lot of people compare him to Kyrie and John Wall. Those are fabulous ball players, but Dame has been doing it in the West with teams that aren't that great. You know, the teams he's had, especially in the last couple of years, hasn't been that good at all. So what he's been able to do, and for that team to be in the position they're in this year, when the West is kind of open with the Warriors being in the situation they're in, hey, you never know. The Blazers have a puncher's chance of getting to the finals. Do I think it's going to happen? No. But they have a puncher's chance, meaning that, hey, if a couple of close games go their way, who knows what may happen? You just never know. But he gives them that shot each and every night.
Okay, you mentioned the Warriors, and you mentioned Portland giving, you know, having a puncher's chance. Look, the Warriors are not healthy, and Steph Curry's health is definitely something to be concerned about right now. If I'm looking at matchups, Houston has the one spot locked up, and that doesn't matter to Golden State. That's much more important to Houston than it is Golden State. I get it. But, Jameson, we're talking about a team that has gone to the NBA Finals the last 3 years, and you and I have seen this before with multiple teams. It's hard to go to the Finals 4 consecutive years because this kind of stuff happens. Okay, the Steph Curry injury, that kind of stuff happens. If we're talking about the Celtics, if we're talking about the Lakers, the Heat, LeBron bolted before the Heat had a chance to fall on a demise. They weren't getting back to the NBA Finals the next season. Things started taking a downward spiral.
Correct, but also you got to remember that the last Heat team really, really, really wasn't that good at the end. They were very old and slow. And with that being said, they caught their match at the end when the Spurs were just able to move the ball side to side and swinging and getting every open shot after every open shot. You know, that's the thing. The defense is always the thing to go. And as we've all watched this season, the Warriors are still a very good team. When they're healthy, they're the best team out there, without a doubt. However, their defense hasn't been the same. Now, I don't know if that's them coasting. Don't know if that's because, you know, the three-point long runs has taken something out of them. I don't know. I'm not sure. But their defense hasn't been as stellar as it has been in previous years. Now, that might change come April 14th. I don't know. But from what we've seen thus far, it has been as good. They've had their moments. Hasn't been as good, so we'll see what happens. I'm still going to favor them in a series because they do deserve that respect. But, man, Portland always plays them tough. They always play them tough no matter what the situation is. If Steph is not healthy, if he's not 100%, if he's not back, that's going to be a very difficult series for the Warriors to win, especially if Steph is really struggling. That's a very tough series for them to win.
It really is. I mean, the Western Conference is really taking a weird turn. Look, I believe Golden State's going to come out of the West, but I also have to believe that Steph Curry and company are going to be healthy. If they're not, that's a completely different variable that you have to consider. Now, with all that being said, the Houston Rockets are sitting up at the very top of the Western Conference. They have 60 wins. The significance behind that, no team's even close to having 60 wins right now. I mean, they're 6 games better than Golden State. They're 6 games better than the Toronto Raptors, who have played outstanding basketball, somewhat under the radar. Looking at it right now, Houston, do you give these guys, do you trust a Mike D'Antoni team enough to say they come out of the Western Conference? Because that's my problem. I know they're 30-8 on the road. It's Mike D'Antoni in the postseason. Track records do the math. I know it's a different makeup, but it's the same style of basketball in some regard, Jameson, and I have a hard time trusting that brand of basketball over the course of a 7-game series when the competition really starts to rise to the top.
Now, here's the issue. I'm not so much concerned about the brand of basketball, because they have more defenders now. They can put out lineups with 3 pretty good perimeter defenders. So I'm not really worried about the brand of basketball. I'm more worried about the brand of coaching. Can Mike D'Antoni make adjustments and out-coach an equal or better coach than him? That's been his issue. I don't think the style, per se, has an issue. Whenever it's been time to go to the promised land, whether it's been in Phoenix or wherever it's been, even last year, he's always ran up against either Pop or Phil Jackson, and he hasn't been able to make adjustments on the fly or up to par with those guys. And Steve Kerr, I think he's a really good coach. That coaching staff is really good. You know, Juan Adams is a really good defensive coach. That staff is really deep. They're going to make adjustments. They're going to do things. Can D'Antoni and crew do the same? That, I don't think so, because he hasn't proven to do so as of yet.
No.
That may change, but I think that's the key.
Yeah, and I'm glad we're having this conversation because we focus so much on the bottom of the Western Conference. And when I say bottom, I'm talking 6, 7, 8, maybe even the 5 seed, because that's where Utah's been hanging around. We've really neglected the top of the Western Conference over the last little while, and it's unfortunate because Portland is right there, and I don't think they're getting the necessary pub that they deserve. Also, Oklahoma City at the 4 spot. Now, you and I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. If the Jazz could figure out a way or find a way to get Oklahoma City in the first round, I really like their chances coming out of it. I really, really do. But let's say, for the sake of the argument, things stay the way they are right now. There's no healthy Steph in this series with Utah. Steve Kerr said he doesn't think Steph Curry will be back for the opening round of the NBA playoffs. I don't know how much of that is true. Do the Jazz have a chance to press Golden State? I don't think they beat Golden State, but no team has played better basketball than the Jazz over the past 2 months. Can the Jazz push them to the limit? Do you see that happening if Steph Curry is not healthy going into the playoffs?
I don't, only because the Jazz have issues scoring. And the playoffs, it's a little bit different. Because when you're in the regular season, you get teams on back-to-backs and three out of four and teams resting guys. So it's a little bit different. But in the playoffs, you get the focus and take away that option, that best option. And Donovan Mitchell, as great of a season as he's had this year for a rookie, I don't know if he's prepared to go through Clay, Iguodala, and Draymond Green switching off on him and taking away what he likes to do best. I don't know if he's ready for that. Now, hey, I might be wrong. I don't know. But from what I know about basketball and what I've seen, I'm going to go with the guys that have had a bunch of all-defensive teams and have the reigning defensive player of the year on their squad. I'm going to take that over Donovan Mitchell because he's pretty much their only perimeter guy that can make stuff work consistently. You know, Joe Ingles hits some shots here and there, but he's not a guy that's going to play make on the perimeter. So if the Warriors take away their best perimeter option, the series is pretty much theirs. I would definitely favor the Warriors heavily, probably in a quick series to within five or less.
Well, I think it's a Golden State win. I just think without Steph Curry, it's a little bit more interesting. Yeah, I think Golden State wins the series, but I think without Steph Curry, the Jazz maybe get two games.
See, I think the games are closer, but if the Jazz can't score, if the Jazz cannot score, and we know the Warriors can still put up a 35-point quarter, any given moment, with or without Steph, they can put up that 35-point quarter where Kevin Durant goes nuts, Clay gets hot, and the next thing you know, you're out of your defensive principles, so the defense you're used to playing, you're getting out of that because someone's going off. Next thing you know, they have 35 or 40 in the quarter, and you only have 19. The game's over. And that's the thing they're still capable of doing even without Steph. It's harder and less likely, but they're still capable of doing it because they still have two of the best shooters in the world, and they have one of the best facilitators at the forward spot in the whole league. So they're still really good. I wouldn't count them out, especially in the playoffs, because now in the playoffs, the focus is different. When you have veterans that are focused, it's way, way different than the actual regular season. I think that's people don't understand. These guys have been waiting for the playoffs since October. But the regular season really doesn't excite them. They've been sleepwalking through games. The postseason is really where they're going to make their money and what their season's all about. They don't care about winning games November and January and March. They care about the postseason. That focus is way different. And the one thing about the Warriors that people don't realize and don't give them enough credit for, they're probably one of the most smartest teams we've had in a while. From 1 to 12, well, 1 through 10 this year, they have a lot of smart basketball players on their team that are able to make adjustments and play the game the right way at a high skill and smart level. And that's something that gets lost a lot with their greatness.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. So let's use a baseball reference since we're 2 days away from opening day. You can have a Clayton Kershaw, you can have an Alex Wood, you can have, you know, if we're talking about the Astros, you can have a Dallas Keuchel, you can have a Justin Verlander. All it takes is one guy in that rotation to really up the team ERA. And so if we're talking about basketball IQ, any team that has Nick Young and JaVale McGee on that squad, that basketball IQ average immediately drops. Let's be real.
It does, especially JaVale. Like, Nick is okay. I mean, he is who he is. That doesn't affect him that much. But JaVale, like, there's certain things you just watch him do, and it's kind of like, what
Why?
Is he doing? Why yeah. is he doing this?
But Why?
In general. But even before those two got to the team. With that being said, it's just, situations where, they are a really smart team, and they, for the most part, they have their blunders like everyone else, but they play the game a certain way, and when they're on their stuff, they don't turn the ball over, they lock down defense, and it's lights out. But I expect them to still come out the West as long as Steph is able to play in second round and beyond, and I expect them to take care of whether it's Utah in the first round, Denver, or whomever it may be. I think New Orleans is an option. Okay, see if they hit a slide. Whomever they play in the first round, I expect them to win.
We can end with this because we're running out of time on this segment. We got to see Markelle Fultz, which was great. I'm so happy to see that kid out there on the floor. I mean, regardless of all the jokes, all the memes, all the criticism that this kid has had to endure, look, it's a kid that played 1 year of college basketball. Not his fault he got injured. Not his fault he was selected number one. Another kid who I feel the exact same way with is Lonzo Ball. And you and I have had a lot of text conversations about Lonzo Ball. and people are highly critical of this kid. I thought he played phenomenal last night for the Lakers, and I want to throw this out there. Rookie comparison for Lonzo Ball to Jason Kidd, and I know people hate comparisons, right? But look, you watch enough basketball, you can make an honest-to-God opinion, an honest-to-God assessment of who a kid is at least comparable to. He's comparable to Jason Kidd in almost every single statistical category. Lonzo at 20 years old, Jason Kidd at 21 years old. You ready for this, Kidd? 11 points per game, Ball 10 per game. Kidd 7.7 assists, Ball 7.2 assists. Ball 7 rebounds per game, Kidd 5 rebounds per game. Both nearly identical in the steals category, just under 2. Jason Kidd shot 39% from the field. Lonzo has shot 35%. Lonzo Ball, for all the struggles he has had from deep, is actually 3% higher than Jason Kidd, who turned out to be a pretty decent three-point shooter throughout his career. That's a fair comparison, and that's what I continue to remind people, Jameson, with this rookie class. I don't know what we're getting out of Markelle Fultz. I know what we have seen from Donovan Mitchell, but Lonzo Ball's the real deal, and I think those statistics right there back up that argument.
No, I think he's a legit player. I think he does. Now, the comparison, the numbers do compare. The style of play compares to a bit, but the one thing I will say is that Jason Kidd played hard every possession at that age. Played hard. He played with a certain edge. Lonzo doesn't. That edge that Jason did, and for whatever reason, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't.
But that's the only difference I would say is that they did. And Lonzo played hard. I'm not saying Lonzo doesn't play hard. I'm not saying that. But Jason played with a different type of edge to his game that Lonzo has not shown yet. So that's why I'm saying, that's something I would have to – but in terms of their numbers and their style, yeah, that's definitely the case. Now, I don't know if he's going to be as good as Jason Kidd. No one knows that. But what he does on the basketball court, pass first point guard, that can score occasionally at this age, yeah, you can definitely compare. People don't like it because people don't like Lonzo. They don't like his dad. They don't like the Lakers. It is what it is. The way he's progressed this season has been pretty good. And as he keeps on improving, the sky's the limit for him.
Jameson, a pleasure to get you on the show again today. Thank you very much for the time, and we'll catch up again next week.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, as always.
Give Jameson a follow on Twitter, @TheJameson. We got a break for just a moment. We'll have some local sports when we return. Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Dinos is going to join us right after this.
We love and worry about our children 24 hours a day. We do anything to help them succeed and reach their highest potential. At Castleview Physical Therapy, we're happy to announce the arrival of our new pediatric occupational therapist. If you've ever noticed or worried about developmental delays in your child, give Castleview PT a call and schedule an appointment for an evaluation. Occupational therapy in children can help improve their motor skills, play skills, and even their communication skills. Early intervention is a key to helping a child on their way to a happy, healthy life. Call Castleview Physical Therapy today at 637-4148.
All of your life you've been going to school. Now that high school is coming to a close, you're asked a lot. Are you going to college? You really want to, but money is tight. Check out the Emory Telecom Scholarship. That's right. Emory Telecom gives $1,000 scholarships to 19 high school seniors in our area to further their education. To apply is really simple. You just go to the Emory Telecom website and click on the Community tab, then Scholarships, then fill out the application and return it by April 20th. College is an important part of your future. Emory Telecom just makes life easier.
Get rewarded with an amazing business credit card from Zions Bank. You'll get cash back or reward points every time you use your card. And right now, get an extra $300 cash back or 30,000 points when you spend $3,000 in the first 90 days. Give yourself a nice early bonus. Zions Bank is for you. Apply now at zionsbank.com or any branch office. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
With all of the electronic devices running nonstop in your house, chances are you regularly go over your data limit. Did you know there is really no need to keep paying those overage fees? For existing Emory Telecom customers, just $10 more per month gives you an unlimited data package. No more overages, no more worry. Just fast and dependable internet that you've come to expect from Emory Telecom. To upgrade your internet service, give them a call today at 613-9605. Ask about how you can save even more on your monthly bill. Emory Telecom, keeping you connected.
What you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Fun edition of the Coach's Corner today. Ted Bianco, head coach of the Carbon Lady Dino basketball squad, also the athletic director at Carbon High, has been recognized as Athletic Director of the Year by the Utah Intergalactic Administrators Athletic Association, UIAAA. honoring Coach Bianco as Athletic Director of the Year. And Coach Bianco is actually joining us right now over the phone to talk about that award. Coach, first off, it's a pleasure to get you on. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Definitely, Coach. This is a fun conversation to have. You were recently the recipient of some recognition from the Utah Interscholastic Administrators Athletic Association, being recognized as High School Athletic Director of the Year. I mean, that right there is pretty phenomenal in itself. So first off, congratulations on the award.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
What are some of the things that go in to picking up this award, Coach, and getting the recognition? What are some of the things that the UIAAA looks for?
I know that you have to be recommended for it, so I'm assuming that Mr. Bean recommended me for the award, and then the ADEC committee, which is the Committee on High School Activities Association Board, they take all of those applicants together, and then they screen them and go through everything, and then they make their decision on from there. To be honest with you, I was extremely surprised when I opened that letter up and said that I was going to be the recipient of the award. I'm very much appreciative of it. And it's, in my mind, it means a lot because of the amount of work and the things that we do as athletic directors in the state. And there's so many deserving athletic directors throughout the state that, I was in awe and so totally surprised that I got the award, but, very much appreciative of it. And, it's always nice to be recognized for the things that you do. No matter whether it's in the field of athletics or in the classroom or in a job like yours or anything that you do in life, it's always nice to be recognized for the hard work that you put into it.
No question about it. I mean, and I know that there's so many job descriptions, so many hats you have to wear to be an athletic director. And on top of that, you also run the girls basketball program as well, Coach. What are some of the job duties that a high school athletic director carries that maybe a lot of people in the public just are unaware of?
And I don't know what it's like at every school, but when I took over for Coach Jorgensen in 2011, it was, he gave me some pointers and he gave me some tips and he showed me a lot of things that I had to do. But then a lot of it you learn on the fly also. At our school, my responsibilities range from doing all the bus schedules for all of our coaches and making sure that they have transportation to and from games, to game day administration, making sure that we have officials, getting all of our schedules into the arbiter so that our officials are there and making sure that they get paid, making sure that all of the facilities are scheduled and that we don't have any conflicts with other programs, which that's getting to be more of a difficult task every year with all of the entities that want to use our building. I'm also involved with the hiring of coaches. I'm in charge of all of the making sure that all of our kids are academically eligible, and then the registration of all of our athletes, making sure that they're all registered and good to go when the season starts so that they're able to play. We keep track of all their physicals. I do a lot of fundraising in the summer for our programs, and it just seems like every day there's something new that has to be done just because there's number one, there's so many kids involved in the activities that we offer, and then there's always something that will come up where it needs to be taken care of right now. It just you don't have a whole lot of time to wait. So it's become a bigger job since I first took over just because of the things that the High School Activities Association is requiring of all of their coaches in their schools.
As far as the job description goes, and you mentioned a lot of, we can call it behind the scenes work. I guess that's kind of a fair assessment, right? It's behind the scenes that nobody really sees any of this stuff getting done. It just gets done, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't seem like a lot, but like on a game day, especially during football season, you get here between 4:30 and 5 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game. You're getting everything set up. You're getting making sure that the officials have their room ready for them to go. You're making sure that, you have your ticket takers in place, all the money's out to them. You're making sure that the clock's going. You're making sure everything upstairs works. You're taking care of anything else that the coaches may need at that time. And, when it comes game time, we're lucky in the fact that we do get to sit and watch some of the game, but you're always busy with dealing with things that may be happening with you, you know, in the stands with crowd control or whatever the case may be. If there's an injury, making sure that you have the appropriate people there to take care of that. And so it seems like every sport has their own individual needs, but the funnest part is being able to actually see the kids perform and you know, watching them improve throughout the year. That's probably been the most joy that I've had as an athletic director, is just, you know, not only getting to work with all of our coaches and everything else, but getting to watch the kids in our programs grow and succeed and have the success that they hope for. That's probably been, for me, the number one joy that I get as an athletic director, just watching our kids perform.
Obviously, as the girls' basketball coach, you have a significant one-on-one time with your particular athletes. Does that come along with the athletic director job as well in other sports, or is that kind of limited when you talk about athletes in other sports that you're not the direct head coach of?
It's harder to you know, have that same relationship with kids as an athletic director that you do as a coach. But, you know, you get to know a lot of the kids that you don't have in class. But you do get to know them through the field of play and get to watch them perform, and you get a chance to talk to them and wish them well or congratulate them on a great performance. And that, you know, that's the fun part of it too, is getting to know kids that you normally wouldn't get to know. And then being around sports that you're normally not a part of. You know, I'm not a football coach, but I've been able to be around our football program for the last 7 years and got to see a lot of kids come and go, and unfortunately, a lot of coaches come and go also. But you know, it's been fun to see the growth of that program. It's been fun to see the number of kids that have passed through there. And then some of our, they call them secondary sports because they don't generally charge a fee to get into play. For example, you know, swimming and tennis and golf and different things like that. It's also fun to go out and watch those kids compete and see the things that they accomplish and how hard they have to work to get to where they want to be. I don't think if people understand how many hours and how much time it takes to be, you know, a successful drill team. Our drill team's in the gym all the time, all year long, working their tails off. Our cheerleading squad, which is not necessarily recognized as a sport, but it really is a sport, those kids work their tails off just as much as any other athlete in our school. So it's fun to be able to see that type of progression and those kids do the things that they do for our school.
You know, you become the athletic director, and again, you mentioned 7 years ago you took over the athletic director job. But at the same time, Coach, I mean, you have dedicated decades of your life to high school sports. And I know in this area there are a lot of people that understand the uniqueness, you know, the special vibe around high school sports. So for you to pick up an award like this, I almost view it as a lifetime achievement award. I mean, seriously, because you've dedicated so many decades of your time to high school sports to get to where you're at today. I mean, I'm sure it means a lot in that regard.
It does. And like I said, I was very humbled by the fact that I even got nominated for that award, let alone winning it. So it's a very humbling experience. And, you know, when you get to work with people like we have here at Carbon High School, you know, you generally get to see a lot of success. And I've been fortunate enough to been around a lot of great kids, a lot of great coaches, and got to see a lot of really fun things throughout my 7 years as the AD. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to come down the road. So, you know, like I said, I'm very much appreciative of this award, and it's an extremely humbling experience for me. And, you know, I thank the people that nominated me very much, but I know that there's other people that are just as deserving or more deserving than me. But it, you know, it happens to be the year that I get it, and it's like I said, it's a great honor.
Coach, I know if I asked this to 10 different coaches, I would get 10 different responses, and that's why I want to ask you. As far as what high school sports mean to small communities, rural Utah, I'm talking about the 1A, 2A, 3A classifications. Once you get to 4A, 5A, 6A, it's a completely different game. But the uniqueness around high school sports is so much different in these small classifications. What does high school sports, in your opinion, mean to rural areas like Carbon County?
I think high school sports are a great way of bringing a community together. And I see it all the time when we go to state tournaments and different things like that, how many people from our community actually come, you know, to watch and see what's going to happen. I'm extremely amazed by the amount of support that we get in our for all of our activities. You know, it's nice to see the pride that our community has in these kids that are coming through our programs. And you know, it's what to me is a little bit unfortunate is there are probably a lot of kids that could be involved that just don't give themselves a chance. And it would be nice if more kids would get involved in the different activities that we have, just to be a part of that. I think kids are missing out on the ability to be a part of a team if they're not trying to do something. And, you know, school is about academics, but part of that academic experience is being able to experience an extracurricular activity, no matter what that may be, being part of a team, being part of something. And I think it means more in a rural area because the more kids that you have involved, the more it takes away from the school and gets the school out there in the other communities and into state programs, into state competitions to see exactly what Carbon High School has to offer. And like I've said before, I've been extremely impressed by the quality of our kids and the quality of their performances in the many things that they do here at Carbon High.
Is there an immediate goal as an athletic director of maybe something you've set for the athletic department at Carbon High School? I know there was the news of, you know, the grant for the baseball field, and I know that's exciting. But, I mean, from your perspective, is there something within sight that you guys are working to achieve in the athletics department at the moment?
I think one of the things that we would, you know, what we'd really like to see is we have a lot of really good facilities here. And we could always use upgrades on some of our facilities. Our gym right now is almost 30 years old, and we have some issues with our flooring in there and some different things, and I think that it would be nice to get that fixed up and get that taken care of and make that a little better place to play on for all of our sports teams that play in there, plus our PE classes. You know, the football, we have a very nice football stadium, and the things that we have down there are we have just as nice a football stadium as any place in the state. And the view that we have during a football game, if you've ever been down there, which you have, we have one of the best views in the state looking out east of Price to, during the evenings. Our new baseball field, that's going to be a very nice complex. And I think we've straightened some things out with softball. I think our softball program's in a great place. We have a lot of people come to watch, and it's in a great area where they can watch their young kids play along with the varsity team play. And, you know, if the college is playing at the same time, then catch part of a college game at the same time. So, I think our athletic department right now is in good shape. Facility upgrades, I think, are always an issue anywhere. We've got a new soccer field going. We need to do some work on the grass to get it back after the dry winter that we've had, but there are a lot of things that are going well, who knows what the future may bring. We may have a new high school in a few years, and that could bring new facilities also. So whatever happens will happen, but we will make the best of what we have, and we have a lot of great people to work with to make it a better place.
Again, we're being joined by Coach Ted Bianco, who is the recent recipient of the Utah Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association Athletic Director of the Year Award. You and I were talking off the air, Coach. That's a mouthful, to say the least, but well-deserved. I really appreciate you taking out the time, and congratulations on receiving the award.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and we always appreciate what you do for our coaches and our kids here at Carbon High, and it's been a great year, and I think everybody's kind of looking forward to summer coming up real fast also. So we'd like to wish all of our kids that are involved in their spring sports good luck the rest of the way, and hopefully we see a lot of our community members out to give these kids the support that they deserve.
No question. Thank you again for the time today, Coach.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
We've got to get out for a quick commercial break, but we do have plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. We'll move over to the national side of things when we return.
With my mom sick and me living out of town, it gets difficult to stay on top of her medications. I'm so grateful we found Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy. With their free home delivery service, I don't have to worry about how we'll get mom's medications to her. I can depend on Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy to make sure my mom has what she needs, so we can both have peace of mind.
Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy, adjacent to the Castle View Urgent Care Center. Transfer your medications today by going into the pharmacy or calling 637-6337.
I thought my bad roof could make it through one more winter. That was until last night when the ceiling in the living room fell down. I'm just thankful no one was hurt. I also noticed that the two bedroom ceilings have water stains too. Now what am I going to do?
This could be you if you let your roof go just one more winter. Call Jeff at Construction Assistance. Jeff is a local contractor with years of experience in roof replacement. Put Jeff to work replacing your roof today before your ceiling falls in. Call today, 650-6841. And remember, Jeff is okay.
Whether it's for work or play, your diesel truck needs to perform. Landon's Diesel is the number one place to go if your diesel truck is in need of repair. Landon's technicians are certified and have years of experience working on diesel engines. Don't take a chance on a repair shop that doesn't have the know-how. Choosing the wrong place to get your truck repaired can lead to costly fixes down the road. At Landon's Diesel, you know you're leaving your truck in the hands of those who know diesel engines. Landon's Diesel, 540 South 300 West in Price, or call for an appointment, 613-1221.
One question that comes up regularly in Carbon and Emery County.
Where are we going to eat tonight?
For a unique dining experience, the Carbon Country Club for dinner is an easy choice. Set above the beautiful 18-hole golf course with an amazing view, the Carbon Country Club is a public fine dining restaurant with a full bar and lounge. The Carbon Country Club is open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Call 637-2311 to make a reservation and visit them on the web at carboncountryclub.com to view their dinner menu.
Her car isn't running right. And she's been after you for weeks to fix it. But you would much rather be watching the game than out diagnosing a car problem that could take hours. Am I right? Guys, let me let you in on a little secret. She doesn't care how it gets fixed. She just wants it fixed. So get to J&D Auto in Castledale today and get one of your honeydews checked off. J&D Auto is number one in parts and service. They will quickly get the problem diagnosed and get you the right parts for the job. Be her hero and get into J&D Auto today. But hurry, the game's starting soon. That's J&D Auto on Main Street in Castledale.
Castleview Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Marcus Brand to the community, where he'll fill a much-needed role for cardiac patients. Dr. Brand is a board-certified cardiologist who'll be here in Price full-time seeing patients. Dr. Brand specializes in heart valve disease, cardiomyopathy, hypertension, and more. Dr. Brand will be located at 945 West Hospital Drive, Suite 3. To schedule an appointment, call 637-4278. That's 637-HART.
Listen to Drive Time Sports weekdays 4 to 5 on News Talk 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM KOAL.
Looked at the time and realized we don't have any more time. We're out of time on this Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports. We have more sports, however, coming up for you. It's NASCAR Live here in just a second on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Be safe. I am out.
Serving Eastern Utah for over 80 years.